nestled among the farmlands of Denmark's flat Jutland Peninsula. The tidy community of Billund, home of the LEGO Group's head offices, is in every sense a town that was built on the brick. Billund, residents say, is 3 hours from anything, a long, exhausting drive through windswept farms to either Copenhagen or Hamburg, the nearest major cities. One in four residents of this isolated hamlet owes his or her livelihood to LEGO. And with each passing hour, the LEGO Group's worldwide reach extends outward from Billund, as another 2.2 million bricks roll off production lines at the company's sprawling network of factories. Billund itself is a toy town, you might say. The Legoland theme park's castle and towers are the most striking feature of the town's horizon. The neat rows of yellow brick houses, topped with red tile roofs, have the symmetry and stolidity of a little LEGO streetscape. So does the brick-inspired lobby of the LEGO Group's headquarters, where gigantic LEGO studs and tubes protrude from the floor and ceiling. In every conference room, there's a clear plastic bowl filled with LEGO bricks. On nearly every desk, there's an array of extravagant LEGO creations. Watching staffers bustle along the neon red and yellow hallways, it's easy to imagine them as LEGO minifigures, with those sunny skin tones and preternaturally happy faces. If there is such a thing as a factory of fun, it is here, in Billund. And yet life was no fun and games in the Billund of the 1930s when LEGO was just a startup. Back then, the village was little more than a smattering of farm cottages scattered along a railway line, a place where farmers scraped out a hard living from the surrounding moors. In a letter written just after World War I, Billund was dismissed as a godforsaken railway stopping point where nothing could possibly thrive. It would be difficult to dispute the writer's claim. The Great Depression had shattered the local economy, which was almost entirely based on agriculture. Photographs from the era show a sparsely populated Billund of humble cottages surrounded by desolate plains. How, then, did LEGO defy the odds, ascend from a carpenter's small workshop on the Jutland Plains, and arrive in almost every playroom the world over? How has it managed to consistently deliver products, year after year and decade after decade, that fire kids' imaginations? How was LEGO built to last for most of the 20th century? LEGO owes much of its enduring performance to a core set of founding principles that have guided the company at every critical juncture over its 80-plus years. First principle: values are priceless. Every venture, at its inception, is imbued with a core purpose and set of values that emanate from the founder, shape the organization's culture, and largely define its future, for good or ill. Amazon is famous for its customer obsession, largely because its founder, Jeff Bezos, is hell-bent on making it the world's most customer-centric company. Google's mission to organize the world's information reflects its founder's surroundings, Silicon Valley and Stanford University's School of Engineering, where an outsized pursuit of knowledge is highly valued. And in Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart founder Sam Walton's frugality and competitive fire continue to define his company's core ethos of always low prices. Ola Kirk Christensen, a master carpenter who founded LEGO in Billund in 1932, instilled the company's quintessential value in its name, a combination of the first two letters from two Danish words, Lei godt, or play well. Reasoning that the more desolate the times, the more parents want to cheer their children, an insight that sustained LEGO through the Great Depression and subsequent global recessions, Ole Kirk used his carpentry skills to create high-quality wooden toys, brightly colored yo-yos, pull animals, trucks. And he framed the company's overriding philosophy, which holds that good play enriches the creative life of a child as well as that child's later adult life. This philosophy has sustained LEGO for the better part of a century. Over the decades, LEGO has refined and reinterpreted its mission, to infuse children with the joy of building, pride of creation, to stimulate children's imagination and creativity, to nurture the child in each of us. But on a fundamental level, the company's goal has stayed remarkably consistent and is probably best expressed in its current iteration: to inspire and develop the builders of tomorrow. This collective desire to spark kids to pursue ideas through hands-on, minds-on play can be traced to Oleg Kirk's life-altering decision to devote himself and his business to the development of children. Looking back on the earliest days of his startup, he later wrote, "Not until the day when I said to myself, 'You must make a choice between carpentry and toys,' did I find the real answer."